Let us start with a word of prayer. Loving Father, we come to your presence. Lord, we want to enjoy your presence, Lord, which is so beautiful, so peaceful, so loving. Lord, we feel abundant in our life. We are able to enjoy life abundant. Lord, help us to abide in you. Even this day as we are learning, Lord, truths to learn, to stay with you, to live with you, to constantly commune with you. Help us, O Lord, speak to us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. We all long to live a life abundant. Life is full of peace and joy. It is only possible abiding in God, because Jesus Christ came into this world to give us life. It is not ordinary life, definitely life abundant. Abundant means you overflow with your blessing. I am a blessing, and I am a blessing for others also. So how can I abide in God? So Jesus Christ came to give this life, and if to enjoy this life, I need to abide in God. Abiding in God through worship and abiding in God through word. These are the main sources. So when I worship God, I don't ask anything to him. I keep thanking him. So, and then I enter into the next presence. Like when I thank him, I move to him little more closer, and I realize who he is. I thank him because I have good health. Then I realize when I am thanking him for good life, a healthy life, I am realizing he is a God who is concerned about my well-being. Then I think of him as God my healer. Then I praise him. When I praise him, I keep realizing him, realizing how loving he is towards me. Then I enter into a time of worship. This is what we have already seen. Only feel that you are exercising the spiritual exercise is an amazing thing. As I speak to you, God reminds me each day, your prayer life is as important as your worship. And your worship toward me is as important as your prayer life. So spiritual exercise, I not only ask God to give. No harm in asking, but at the same time, before asking anything, I am thanking him, I am praising him, and I am realizing who he is. So my whole attitude changes. My prayer changes. The way I ask him with great confidence. So worship is nothing but love expressed. So worship is important. In the same balance, if you see, word of God is also the most important thing. God's word. God's word is very powerful. How can I abide in God? If you turn your Bibles to 1 John 2, 5. 5 onwards, if you see, by this we know that we are in him. How will we know that we are in him? By this. Through keeping God's word. See, we have friends, we have relatives, we have close people who are very close to us. What do? If you really you love a person, whatever that person says becomes our priority. Immediately we want to do whatever the person says. Why? Because our relationship is based on love. and we know that that person is telling for our good, and we start listening to that person's advice, and we are blessed through it. And as we are blessed, more and more we are listening to the person. In the same way, when you love God, when we keep His commandments, sometimes when we hear this word commandments, we withdraw ourselves. See, commandments are nothing but God's love expressed. What is worship? Our love expressed to God. God's commandments are nothing but He wants us to enjoy life, life abundant. For that, He is giving instructions. So Bible, the commandments, the words are, it is only a life manual, how to live. If you live this way, your life will be blessed. Just like any gadget we buy, we get a manual and they write, you do these things, you don't do these things, you should not do certain things, you should. It is only a life manual. Who will know this thing? The producer, the person who has produced this gadget which I am using for recording, he knows when you are recording, when you are talking, do this way and do not do certain things. So when you follow that, it is for our good. So all the blessings, if you want to enjoy, we have to follow the life manual. What is the life manual? Is our Bible. So don't get annoyed or don't get stressed out. Oh my goodness, there are so many commandments. How can I obey all these things? I am not able to do everything what God is instructing me. Yes, He knows that we cannot do everything. How does He know? Because He is the one who has created us. We are His products. That is why He has given us this manual to follow. So what He says is, do this thing so that you will be blessed. So all the do's are for our benefit. All the don'ts are also for our benefits. I very often say, see, whenever I'm telling my Bhagya girls, you know, they are coming from challenging situations, our trust girls, and it is a habit for them to steal. So I don't want them to steal. So I will tell them, see, if you are going to do this mistake again, I'll give you punishment. My punishment will hurt you. You will feel very sorry about it. And 100 times I will tell them what I'm going to do if they disobey. Why do they? I tell that very often others will ask, ma'am, why are you telling so many times? Then one day when I went to my room and I was asking God, Lord, why do I keep repeating my punishment? Then the Lord spoke to me. He told, it is the same way with me. In the Bible, I have told you to do, and at the same time, I have also told you not to do. When I'm telling not to do, I'm insisting, and I'm saying that if you do whatever I'm telling you, if you are not doing, you'll be cursed. Strong words I'm using. Why? I want you to be blessed always. I don't want to punish you. Then I understood the love of God. Ordinary human beings, not even my own children, even then, I don't want to hurt them. How much more God loves us. So whenever you hear this word commandments, please do not withdraw yourself. So how can I abide in God? I can abide in God only when I keep His word in my heart. See, again in 1 John 3:24, if you read, there also we see keeping His word. Doing what God says, doing what it is written in His word. So it is the word power. The word of God has amazing power. We all know it has life. It is a life-giving power. It is not an ordinary power. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is sharper than two-edged sword. Why? It gives you life, it gives power. It is a life-giving power. What else we want in this world? So if you want to enjoy life abundant, you need to have this life-giving power. When you see where, which in the Bible, you see so many people doing the will of God, abiding, they've been blessed. But I was thinking about the life of Jesus Christ. If you turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 4, there we see God is using Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 4, he says, we all know this passage, very familiar passage. Jesus, before his ministry, before he started his ministry, he fasted for 40 days. And the tempter came and he was tempting. And we are going to concentrate only on the answers what Jesus gave. So, you focus your attention towards Luke chapter 4, verses 4, 8 and 12. Easy to remember. Chapter 4. Luke, Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, verses 4, 8 and 12. Jesus Christ, when he came to this world, during temptation, when wrong thoughts are coming to you, when negative thoughts are pulling you down, you are feeling depressed, you do not know what is the reason. Sometimes you are feeling that your peace is stolen away. We know that when we feel that I do not know today, I am feeling so low. There is nothing but something in my mind that happiness is not there. So we all know, remind yourself, Jesus Christ came to give. But Satan's duty, the tempter's duty is to steal, to kill, to destroy. So if you are losing something, it is not because of God, because God has come to give. So how was it possible for Jesus Christ in his life, when Satan came and he was trying to steal, when Satan is trying to steal the temptation, that I will call it the testing, that testing is not sin, but if you yield to it and you keep on being depressed, you are not able to do anything, it is affecting the other work, then we need to check ourselves. Let us learn from the life of Jesus Christ. He says here, it is written. Again, 8, it is written. So whenever you are feeling depressed, you tell, it is written. It is written. Again, when it comes to 12th verse, it has recorded here, it has been said. So let us keep this word in our mind. It is written, and it has been said. If the Bible says, then it will definitely happen. Where it is written, first 4:4, Jesus is quoting Deuteronomy 8:3. Then in 4:8, Jesus is quoting Deuteronomy 6:13. Again, when you come down for the third time, for the 12th verse, Jesus is quoting Deuteronomy 6:16. Now, just think for a while, how did Jesus know Deuteronomy? Don't say that because he is God and he himself word, he knew everything. It is true, but Jesus sacrificed his divinity and he surrendered his divinity and he came into this world fully 100% human being. Yes, he was 100% God, but he has committed everything, and when he came into this world, he was 100% God. So where did he learn Deuteronomy? We have all know that Pentateuch is the book. The first five books are written even before Jesus Christ came into this world. Right? And also it has been translated also. Before it was written in Hebrew and it was translated before Jesus Christ came. Okay, now Jesus Christ, what do we see about Jesus Christ? I'm not going to talk from history, but from the Bible, whatever is written here, like second chapter, if you read that, first you see Jesus Christ when he was 12 years. When he was a baby, parents took him to the temple, and that time he never knew anything. Now the second time when he was 12 years, we see him, that is recorded in Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, and it is in verse 42 onwards, I think. If you see that, parents take him to the temple. That means it is the custom of the Jewish family to take the child. As a family, they travel, and as a family, they'll stay there. So where was Jesus? He was sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening and asking questions. See, this is where Jesus was learning the Pentateuch, Deuteronomy, which he was quoting. So whenever they took him to the temple, he was sitting among the teachers. He would have done every year. Just imagine and see, this was the practice of the Jewish family. So when they were going every year, Jesus was, when he was small itself, he would have sat. Here we are reading when he was 12 years. So if you just stretch out your imagination, he would have done this even before. So 12 years, he was sitting with the teachers. And who were the teachers in the temple? They were teaching Deuteronomy. They were teaching Pentateuch. They were teaching the history of Jews to the children. So when they were teaching, Jesus was sitting and listening to those words. See, amazing things. So listening, and he was also asking questions. And also he says that, and he was at his understanding and answering. So what is happening is, first he was sitting among the teachers, then he was listening, then he was asking questions, and fourth thing, he understood, and fifth one, he started answering. Amazing. That is why Jesus knew the Bible. Jesus knew everything. He kept everything in his heart. That is why in verse 52 you are reading, and Jesus in the same chapter, and Jesus increased in wisdom. How did he increase in wisdom? It is because of this. He was sitting, listening, and he was asking questions when he had some doubts, and then he understood and he also answered. So it is very, very important what you choose to do. It is in our hands. If you choose to read the word of God, if you choose to spend time with God, so you will increase in wisdom. I am concentrating only on wisdom today, because knowledge is turning into wisdom. What type of wisdom? Divine wisdom. And he was growing in stature, favor of God and men. But what is happening here during the time of temptation? When was it? 12 years we see here. He would have continued the same thing even after that because of because of their custom, their culture. See, according to a Jew, till 12 years, he is under the guidance of the parents. Then after 12 years also, it is not recorded in the Bible, but according to the custom, he would have gone every year to the temple and he would have listened, asked questions, and he would have understood, started answering. So the same thing applies to us. When you listen to the word of God, how do I listen? When I read, my ears are listening. When my ears are listening, it not only goes to my mind, my thinking, my brain, it sinks into my heart. When it sinks into my heart, I need to retain it in my heart. I need to keep it in my heart. It should not go. So I must love the word of God. Then only I'll sit. If Jesus Christ has loved so many other activities whenever they went, early once when they went there to the temple, he loved to sit among the teachers. So start loving the word of God. Second, start reading the word of God. Start meditating the word of God. See, when you do all these things, the word is in your mind. Not only in your mind, it is in your heart. That is what we are reading in Proverbs 3:3. Easy to remember. See, Proverbs, you turn your Bibles to Proverbs 3:3. It says that, write them on the tablet of your heart. See, when you read every day, let it sink in your heart, and you need to write it in the tablet of your heart. Then turn on to Proverbs 4:4. It says that, let your heart retain my words. So you not only write it in your heart, you must retain it in your heart. And third one, 21, do not let them depart from your heart. See, this is the secret. The life-giving, powerful word should be read and kept in your heart, retain in your heart, and it should not go away. It should not, at verse 21, let them not depart. So I repeat, Proverbs 3:3, Proverbs 4:4, and Proverbs 4:21. So what do? The secret for abiding in Christ, to enjoy the life abundant he has given to me, let me read his word, love his word, read his word, keep it in your heart, let it retain in your heart, and let it not depart. So start reading the word of God in the way it will sink into your heart. And the whole day it should talk to you. What is God's word? God's word is God's love expressed. Worship is our love expressed to God. And God, when we are reading his word, God is expressing his love. He is expressing his love in different ways. Don't do this is also God's way of telling, I love you so much, please don't do that. I want to bless you. So let us keep in our mind, we all know that whatever he does, whatever she does, Psalm 1:3, it will prosper. When will it prosper? If I meditate his word in my heart. So don't just read the word. Sometimes when you read the word, the next moment we forget. Read the word in such a way that word should become written word. That is why Jesus said, it is written, and it is said. So the written word, the said word must become my life. When the written word and said word, as Jesus said, when the tempter came, we will also go through various stress. We are living in the fallen world. We want to walk close to God, but we face with so many challenges every day, maybe small, maybe big. But if we are not able to overcome the evil, depressing thoughts, the thoughts that is pulling us down, how will we face great challenges? So God is preparing us because He wants us to realize that we are going to be blessed when we are walking through this narrow way. Just look to Him. The power in our life is the life-giving word, the word power. It is life and powerful. So it is our life manual. Every blessing is mine. Every curse is only stopping me so that I will not do. It is also another way of love expressed. Loving Father God, Your word, life-giving, powerful word, Lord God, help us. We read Your word, O Lord. Let it retain in our heart. Let it not depart from our heart. Lord, we read it. We stop there, O God. Lord, help us to meditate those words. Let us love the word. Let us read and keep it in our heart. And also help us, Lord, to retain it and let it not depart from our heart. Help us to not only read it in such a way we will remember. Not only remember, we will meditate it in such a way, and Lord, our heart will be filled with Your loving word, powerful word, life-giving word. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
உங்களுக்கு வேத விளக்கம் பாட்காஸ்ட் பிடித்திருந்தால் மறவாமல் சப்ஸ்கிரைப் செய்து கொள்ளுங்கள். உங்களின் மதிப்பீடுகளை ஸ்டார் உடவத்தில் கொடுக்க மறவாதிருங்கள்.